finishing Ashrei, Be'ezor Hashem, by the end, Return Yirei of Yasa V'Hashav V'Sam Yishma V'Yoshim. The Yitzhi Yisuf says, Return Yirei of Yasa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the Ratzon of Yirei, of those that fear Him, even if they don't have Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do the Return Yirei of Yasa. However, He doesn't until Es Shavos Mishma V'Yoshim. He waits and He listens for the Tefillahs. So it's like Chazal said, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the Imois Akaris? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesama L'Tefillahs Shel Tzadikim. This is a question that many people had. Actually, just somebody asked me this past week. It's a pretty common question. I've gotten it a number of times in the past. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you into a certain matzav, so then why are you davening? Obviously, this is what's best for you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for you. And He thought about your situation, and He put you into the situation. So what are you davening for? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you into the situation so that you should daven. In a chalami, He knows what's best. It could be that in a chalami, the best thing for you to be is to daven. He certainly wants you in the situation if you're in the situation. But Lav Dafka doesn't want the situation to remain as it is. Very often, He wants the situation to change. The way to get you to change is Ayidei Tefillah. And that's the only thing that, like it says, Rashi says in the beginning in Bereishis, that Terem Tiyeh Baretz. It says before there was no rain, Bechlal. Why was there no rain? Because the Adam Rishon wasn't there to daven for rain. So therefore nothing happens without Tefillah. As a matter of fact, the Medrash says that Chazal, Rashi brings this down, that Yaakov, Rachel told Yaakov Avinu, how come you're not davening for me for children like Avram davened for Sarah? Even though Avram had children from Hagar, he's still davening for Sarah. So Frekta Maral, where do we see that Avram davened for Sarah? Where does it ever say that Avram davened for Sarah? Says the Maral, it has to be that he davened. Because if he got it, then it must be that he davened. Because nothing comes for free. If it's something that he wanted, and if he got it, then it must be that he davened. He also says, Maral says another teretz, he says, because it says, return your avias, it's something that he wanted. Return is a lashon of tefillah, he understands over here. Not like the first pshat that he said. So, if he had the ratzin, that means that's really tefillah is the manifestation of the ratzin. So if he had the ratzin, it must be that we had the tefillah also. But certainly that's the yisoid, return your yaviyasa, and very often, even though it's yireyav, at yodati ki yori likimato, I know that you're yori likim, Avram is the yori likim. Nevertheless, could be that he won't get what he's supposed to get until he davens. Mela, everything requires tefillah, and certainly coming into the Yom Neroim to put that into practice, that certainly even things which are theoretically supposed to be coming are only going to come ayidei tefillah. Now this is already a different darga than Return Yirei of Yasa. When we're talking about this, Ovin Meir and Ovin Me'ava is a bigger darga. And that's why Return Yirei of Yasa, Veshav Asa Mishma V'Yoshiyim, he saves the Yirei of from the people that are trying to do bad to him, but he doesn't get rid of them, he just saves them. Shomer Hashem is called Oyavav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shomer, the Oyavav that they shouldn't come into the Matzav in the first place. V'eskal HaShem Yashmin, and he gets rid of the people that are trying to do bad to him. As opposed to the Yireyav, he protects them, he saves them also. The Yireyav he saves, but it's not on the Dargah of the Oyavav, he's we say Melech Oizer, Moshia, Umogin. It's three different things. Oizer, Moshia, Umogin. What are the three different things? Oizer means that he helps a person be Matzliach. Moshia, he helps them out of the situation that they're in. Umogin, it protects them before they get into a bad situation. So there's a difference between Moshia and Umogin. You turn your Rav Yasvei Shavas Mishma V'Yoshiim, that's the Moshia. Umogin is the by the Oyavav. He protects them, Shomer, he's a Umogin for them. Ve'ez Kol Hashem Yashmin, so the Yitzhisiv says, the Lashon of Es that's here, Shomer Hashem is called Oyavav, because it's Baruch Hu Shomer Oyavav. S is, and the people that are tough to Oyavav, those that are Messiah, the Oyavav. It's called Rishoim Yashmin, and anybody that's Messiah, the Rishoim, anything which is Toiv, anything which is good, anything which is has to do with Avos Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps out, and the things which are not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to get rid of. And both of those things are Shomer Hashem, Lashon of Rachamim. Getting rid of the Ra, Bittul Ra, is also a chilek of the Rachamim. Tilas Hashem, Yidaber Pi, Vivarchi, Olas Hashem, Kotcher, Le'on, Void. The Yitzhak says that even though this is the last, this is after 145 kapitlach of Tilim, and basically David HaMelech has almost finished all of Tilim, Lav Dafka did he say all of the kapitlach of Tilim, it's 10, like Chazal say, it's 10 people that said Tilim, but most of it is David. He still says, Tilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, in the Lashon of Asir. The Tehillas of Hashem, it's not like Dibur Pi, 145, I'm finished. Tehillas of Hashem, Yidaber Pi, even though I was Mehalel Hashem so much, there's never an end to it. And I can, continuously, I'm just really starting. It's like when you come to Simchas Torah, you finish and you start again, because you're really starting, finishing and starting. There's never an end. Yivarech Kol Basar, Shengot Shei Le'olam Voed, and maybe you could say the pshat is, Ayidei, us being Mehalel the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then that causes, the same way that it says that Avraham Avinu was Makre, Shem Hashem Efi Kol Basar. How did he do that? Anytime that they came to his house, he would say, they would thank him for the food. He said, don't thank me for the food. Thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Realize it all came from him. When I'm Mahalal Hashem, Tilas Hashem Yidaber Pi, if I say the Hilul, and I'm Mahalal Hashem, and I'm give Tehillas to Ribbono Shel Olam, through that, Kol Basar, all, everybody, even Goyim, like Avraham Avinu did, will be Mevar Hashem Kol Shai. That's what Avraham Avinu said. Don't thank me, thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Say benching. That's Lashon of Kol Basar. We find that Aleinu, I saw in the Aras HaTfilah, he says that's the B'chol HaBasar Yikru B'Shmecho. It's also the same type of thing. That's La'aseh Lavai, everybody, Ayidei, the Hillel, the whole process of the Gula, it'll bring also that even those that are far from the Ribbono Shel Olam, even the Goyim, will be Mahal Hashem La'olam Vo'ed. Ma'anachnu Nevarech Ko Me'atovei Ar'olam Ha'aluko, which is this, our Tfilah is that we should be Mevarech Hashem forever. This is really not a chelik of Kapitel Kuf Mem Hei. The only reason that we stick it here, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says two reasons why we stick it at the end of Ashrei. The first reason why we stick it at the end of Ashrei is to be Mashal Shel Halaluka Achar Halaluka. Is since the next we have another five Halalukas, so we end this one with the Halaluka and say Halaluka. And then they'll end the next one Halaluka and start the next one Halaluka. So we already start with the first one. But he says also something else. He says that would only be a reason why we do this in Shachris. But in Mincha, when we say, or at the end of Shacharis, when we don't say the Halalukas, why do we end this off with this pasuk? It says because it says anybody that says Ashrei three times a day is muftach leishu b'olam mahabo. The Mela, after we finish saying Ashrei, we say ma'anachnu nivarech ko mi'atol yaroilam haluka lo'olam. Even lo'olam mahabo, we're going to be zeicha al yedei saying the Ashrei to be varech ribbono shel olam even la'aseh lavei. Shbizaycha that all our tefillos of all of the Yom Nerayim should be mekovim mitech tefillos of Shal Kol Klai Yisrael.